Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. I'm your favorite dad. Season 2, episode 29, Hop Has a Problem. How is she going to solve this one?
Hop had a problem. She had left the door open on her house, and now her house was all full of flies. They were buzzing around her head. They were buzzing around her feet. Sometimes they were buzzing in her ears. One was buzzing in her nose. Hop had a big problem. She did not know what to do about all these flies. She hopped after them and tried catching them, but they just flew out of the way. She tried chasing them out the door, but then just more flies flew in. She tried ignoring them, but she could not ignore the flies in her ears or even the one in her nose. And everywhere she looked, there was a fly buzzing somewhere. Hop was not sure what she should do about her problem. So she did what any good rabbit would do. She pulled out a carrot and started to chew. But then a fly landed on her carrot too. It was too much. It was too much. Hop started to cry. Too many flies. After she stopped crying, she thought for a while and went, "What do I do? How do I get rid of flies? What do flies want? What can I do that'll get them someplace else?" So Hop decided to not do anything. She decided she was just gonna watch. Watch and see. So she watched. And she noticed that there was a spot or two on the counter where she had spilled some honey before when she was making tea. And it seemed like the flies really liked the honey, because they were just crawling all over those spots and looked like that maybe they were eating it. So she thought to herself, well, if flies like honey, maybe I can use that to get them out of my house. She thought to herself, well, I really like honey too, but I'd really like to be rid of these flies. So I guess I'm okay with using some honey to get rid of the flies. So Hop thought, how can I use honey to get rid of the flies? And then she went, I know what I can do. I will make a fly trap out of an old shoe. So she found an old shoe, because she noticed the flies were buzzing around some of the old shoes too, because they like stinky things. And so she took the old shoe, and she took the shoelace out of it, and she tied the shoelace just through one of the holes. And she went close to the door and put the shoe just far enough away from the door that she could still reach the shoelace. And then she went and she took some honey, and she smeared honey all over the inside of the shoe. And then Hop hid behind, just outside the door, where she could grab the string, and she waited and she watched. Well, sure enough, it didn't take long, and a fly landed on her shoe. And seemed very, very interested, and even went down into the shoe and started eating the honey in the shoe. And then another fly came, and then another fly came, and then another fly came, and soon the shoe was buzzing full of flies that were eating the honey. And then Hop thought, aha, I have you. I will get these flies out of my house right now. But I'll do it slowly. And so, gently, ever so gently, so the flies wouldn't notice, Hop pulled on the shoelace and pulled the shoe full of flies out her door. Out her door and around the corner. And then she left the shoe, went into her house, and closed the door, and closed the windows, and covered the cracks around the door so that no flies would get in. With that, Hop thought, oh, what a peaceful, lovely house I have. What was I trying to do? Oh yeah, eat a carrot. So she took her carrot, sat down on her chair, leaned back, put her feet up, and went crunch. The end.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Great Adventures of Hop podcast. Join us next time when Hop rides her bike. Good night, sweet dreams. I love you.